The famous diamond called the Koh-i-Noor, meaning Mountain of Light, was for many years the priceless possession of the long line of Mughal emperors. Muhammad Shah, last of these Mughal rulers, prized the diamond above all his treasures. He kept its hiding place a secret from everyone except Yasmin, favorite beauty of the harem. But listen, Muhammad Shah is amusing himself by dangling the treasure before the eyes of the beautiful Yasmin.
Ah, is it not beautiful? Koh-i-Noor, Mountain of Light.
My lord, the diamond dazzles with wonderful iridescent colors. Oh, let me hold it.
Thee, Yasmin, let thee hold the diamond that for countless ages has delighted the great Mughal rulers.
Did I not please my lord today? Oh, I am faint from dancing so long for my lord.
Little flower, thou hast pleased me. There, hold it. Oh, indeed, I, Muhammad Shah, have in my possession two very rare beauties. Thou hast pleased thy lord indeed. Hast thou a favor thou would ask?
My lord would not be angry if my favor should exceed my humble station.
Humble? Didst thou say humble? Is it so humble a thing to be the favorite of the great Muhammad Shah?
No, my lord.
Then ask thy favor and it shall be granted.
My lord, tomorrow is a great festival, is it not?
Ah, indeed. That hot-headed one, that imperious young Persian, Nader Shah, arrives in Delhi today. He who calls himself Conqueror of the East comes to swear eternal friendship with India. And little he knows that while he resides in Delhi, my men have made for the border where they shall terrorize the people of Persia. Conqueror of the East. Bah!
The Persian is young.
A mere boasting boy that has yet to learn that I am the mighty Muhammad Shah, ruler of
and the... And will I sit at thy feet beside the peacock throne as usual, my lord?
Indeed thou shalt. For I wish to see the face of the youthful Persian when he sees the favorite of Muhammad Shah. But come, ask thy favor. What is it?
Oh, Muhammad Shah, allow Yasmin, as she sits at the foot of the peacock throne, to wear this beautiful diamond. This...
The diamond? Here, give it back. Thou hast the effrontery to ask for the great diamond to adorn thyself?
It is only a little favor.
A little favor? To wear the prize of the Mughal dynasty? Thou? The diamond has turned thy silly head.
But thou promised...
Thinkest thou should wear the diamond? 'Tis the very thing most desired by the young Persian. And thou thinkest, because Muhammad Shah has called thee his favorite, that thou should wear the...
So, thou laughest. Am I not a princess of Kashmir, and my father ruled...
Thou art angry? Why art thou so flushed? Next to the great Muhammad Shah himself, he loves most his diamond, and thou art but a mere woman.
Thou shalt not laugh at Yasmin, a mere woman. Thou shalt learn that Yasmin is no mere woman.
Such threat. A mere woman. What couldst thou do?
A mere woman. A mere woman. I know what I can do. Shari, here is money from my purse. Use all if necessary. But bribe the gate man to leave the little south gate to the harem garden open tonight. Then hasten and make it known to the servant of the great Persian, Nadir Shah, that if he will come quietly to the harem garden tonight, someone will disclose to him a certain secret of which he is very anxious to learn. Hurry now. Ah, at last thou hast come. Art thou the Persian one?
I am. And thou? Who art thou? It is so dark here in the garden. My guard is close by, and if this be a trick...
Dost thou wish to know the hiding place of the Koh-i-Noor, Mountain of Light?
The diamond... Thou wilt tell me of the... Wait. Let me see thy face. Lift thy veil. Oh, thou art beautiful. Thine eyes like diamonds themselves. Who art thou, and what is thy name?
I was a princess of Kashmir, but now the favorite plaything of the great Mohammed Shah. My name is Yasmin.
Little flower, and thou wilt tell me of the priceless diamond? Why, O beautiful one, didst thou send for me, an enemy?
Because I no longer will submit to humiliation. Though a princess, I am not fit to wear his precious diamond. I am but a mere woman to whom promises are never kept.
And so thou wilt tell me of the diamond?
Yes, even if I die for it. What is life to me? A plaything. I care not for life. Much more welcome is death.
But why, little Yasmin, do you speak of death? Why should Mohammed Shah suspect thee?
Oh, mighty Persian, Yasmin alone knows of the secret hiding place of the diamond.
Ah, thou hast courage, little flower, but listen. I came to Delhi with peace in my heart. Then I heard that Mohammed Shah had sent his riders to trouble my people in my absence. Only the desire to learn of the diamond has kept me from taking the city. But as soon as the diamond is in my hands, I'll summon my men and thou wilt be safe.
Mighty Persian, I care not for safety. Listen, the diamond is hidden in the folds of Mohammed Shah's turban.
His turban? His turban? Allah be praised! If those eyes have no deceit in them, and those lips speak truth, thou shalt ride with me to Persia.
Oh, to Persia with thee?
Yes, little flower, to Persia with me.
Oh, impulsive one, be careful. Thou shalt be alone at the feast tomorrow, among enemies. Mohammed will not give up the diamond without a struggle.
There are other ways than struggle. And I shall be careful, very careful, little flower. Has been lavish and rich at thy feast, O Mohammed Shah. The dancing, the music, the raiment of thy courtiers. But I've wondered, O mighty Mohammed, why one of such wealth and power wears but a very plain turban.
Mohammed Shah has no need of ornament to show his power. But come, ruler of Persia. We have feasted these many hours, and it is now time we take the troth of friendship.
Thy words are welcome indeed.
Then here, I pledge my faith with thee. May there be no more wars between Persia and India.
Thou hast spoken. And now, would it not be fitting, O Mohammed Shah, if we exchange some token as a bond of friendship?
Indeed. If it be thy wish. Here, I will give thee...
Almighty Shah, if it be thy pleasure, let us exchange turbans, that we might better show our bond of friendship.
Turbans, didst thou say?
That is my wish, O Mohammed. Here is mine.
I should exchange with thee, but it humiliates me to give thee a turban so plain, while thine is covered with jewels. Would it not be more fitting if I give thee...
No greater honor could come to Nader Shah than to wear the plain turban of the mighty Mohammed Shah.
If it be thy wish, then here I give thee my turban. I, the great Mohammed Shah, have done to merit this disgrace. Pride of my kingdom, the famous diamond lost to that braggart, that Persian dog, that deceitful, that... But how?
Yasmin.
Where is she? Bring Yasmin to me. He must have known... If so, it was Yasmin. I've been betrayed by that.
Didst thou send for me?
Thou bit of treachery, come here. So thou smilest.
My lord asked for smiles today.
Bah! Look at me. How did Nadir Shah know that the diamond was in my turban? If thou didst betray me, I'll strangle thee. Out with it. Didst thou betray the secret? Tell me before I strangle the breath from thy lying throat. No good to scream. Tell me, how did Nadir Shah learn of the diamond?
Release her, thou dog!
Nadir Shah! What right hast thou to...
Oh, impulsive one!
Yasmin, beloved!
My diamond! My diamond on an infidel's turban! Thou darest to wear the diamond? Why,
I'll... Stand back, O Mohammed! My men surround the palace! And thou, little flower, thou shalt ride with me tonight!
Oh, so it was thee thou didst betray!
Aye, but the great Mohammed Shah forgets. What could Yasmin do? Is she not but a mere woman?
Thank you.